All right, so we're going to dive into agile project management today.
Okay.
And I know agile is one of those words that gets thrown around like confetti these days, but we're going beyond the buzzwords here.
Absolutely.
You sent over some really thought-provoking articles,
I did.
and we've got insights from Dr. Gerhard Friedrich, who is a real expert in this area, someone who's not afraid to shake things up a bit.
Yeah, he's definitely got some strong opinions.
Yeah, and we're going to dig into why
Folks.
Scrum sometimes isn't enough and what's actually critical
Okay.
in those early stages, even when a project's supposed to be agile.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people think
Yeah.
agile means jumping right into building.
Right into it.
Yeah, it's like assuming you can bake a cake without gathering the ingredients first,
Okay.
you might end up with something,
Right.
but it's not going to be what you envisioned.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
It makes me think about all the times that I've been on projects where we just said, okay, we're doing Scrum.
Right.
And we just went all in on Scrum
Yeah.
without really thinking through the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And we ended up
You had to like backtrack.
having to backtrack and do a ton of rework. And it
Yeah.
just really slowed us down.
Huge time waster.
So what are we missing here?
Well, I think while Scrum is fantastic
Okay.
for managing iterative development, those sprints where you're building and refining in
Yeah,
cycles,
right.
it doesn't inherently address the crucial pre-development phases.
So you mean like planning?
Yeah.
I thought agile was all about being flexible and
Yeah.
adapting on the fly.
Sure, flexibility is key.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we just throw planning out the window.
Okay. Okay.
I think of it this way. Imagine an architect designing a house
All right.
without considering the soil conditions or the local building codes.
Right.
That's essentially what happens when we just dive headfirst into Scrum
Okay.
without proper preparation.
So what would a solid foundation
That's a great question.
look like in an agile context?
Yeah, that's where frameworks
Okay.
like DSDM,
BSDM.
the Dynamic Systems Development Method, can be really valuable.
Okay.
It explicitly includes pre-development phases like feasibility studies.
So like figuring out if the project's even viable.
Exactly, where you assess whether the project's even viable in foundational planning,
Okay.
where you define the scope, identify potential risks, and establish clear goals.
So is it fair to say that like DSDM is kind of like a blueprint
It is.
for the entire project,
Yep.
whereas Scrum is like focused on the construction phase?
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
DSDM provides that overarching structure, that roadmap,
Right.
while Scrum helps you navigate the actual development process
Got it.
in a flexible and iterative way.
And speaking of navigation, Dr. Friedrich really highlights the
He
challenges
does.
product owners face in Scrum.
Yeah.
He talks about the pressure of having to prioritize features when you don't necessarily have the full technical
And
understanding
a
behind
really, it's
everything.
a crucial point.
Yeah.
Prioritization in Agile isn't simply about deciding what's the most important feature.
Right.
It's about understanding the multidimensional nature of value.
Okay.
We have to consider what's urgent versus what can strategically wait
Right.
and what's technically feasible
Right.
at any given stage.
Yeah.
So it's not just a one-dimensional
You're
thing.
complicating
It,
things.
it's a balancing act.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not just like what's the most important,
Right.
but also like the timing of things. Like
Okay.
I'm picturing, if you're building an app,
Yeah.
maybe like building that user interface
Right.
might not be the most urgent thing
Yeah.
at the very beginning, but down the line,
Exactly.
it's crucial for getting users
Exactly.
to actually adopt it.
That's a perfect example. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, and this is where DSDM offers some practical tools like the Moscow method.
Moscow.
Yeah.
What is that?
So it stands for must-haves, should-haves, could-haves, and won't-haves.
Okay.
And it's basically a way to categorize requirements
Got it.
and prioritize them based on their impact and urgency.
So instead of the product owner just having to figure this all out
Yeah,
on their own,
right.
the whole team kind of gets involved.
It's a collaborative process,
Okay.
so it helps to align everyone on what's truly essential
Right.
versus what can be deferred or even dropped.
Okay.
And it creates a more transparent decision-making process,
Right.
which in my experience leads to fewer surprises
Makes sense.
and smoother development cycles.
And Dr. Friedrich actually shared
He did?
a funny story about this in one of his articles,
Yeah.
talking about this like overenthusiastic
What?
method consultant
Yeah.
who was like, oh, yeah, you'll never have to think again
You just follow the framework.
if you follow our framework. And
Yeah.
of course, it totally backfired.
Of course it did.
Because you can't just blindly follow any methodology.
No.
You have to think for yourself.
You have to adapt.
Right.
Think critically and choose the right approach.
Based on the situation.
Based on the context, yeah.
That makes total sense because
yeah.
I've definitely been in situations where we
yes.
tried to like force fit a methodology
right.
onto a project that just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah.
And it just caused more problems.
Exactly.
So how do we avoid falling into that trap?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to move away from this idea.
Okay.
That there's a one-size-fits-all solution.
Okay.
All right. It's not about finding the perfect methodology.
Okay.
It's about understanding the core principles of different agile frameworks.
Okay.
And selecting the tools
okay.
that best align with our project goals.
So it's kind of like being methodologically eclectic, as Dr. Friedrich calls it.
Yes, choosing the best from different worlds.
Right.
Right. We might borrow elements from Scrum.
Okay.
DSDM.
Yeah.
Or XP, extreme programming.
XP, okay.
Depending on the specific needs of the project.
Could you just give us a quick rundown of Lean and XP?
Sure.
Since you mentioned them.
Absolutely.
Because I'm familiar with Scrum.
Okay.
But curious about how those kind of fit into the landscape.
So Lean, in a nutshell, is all about maximizing value
okay.
while minimizing waste.
Got it.
So it really emphasizes streamlining processes.
Okay.
Identifying and eliminating bottlenecks.
Okay.
And focusing on delivering what truly matters
right.
to the customer.
So efficiency is kind of the name of the game.
Efficiency is key, yes.
Okay, what about XP?
So XP is all about close collaboration,
okay.
frequent feedback,
got it.
And technical excellence.
Okay.
So it emphasizes practices like pair programming.
Pair programming.
Where two developers work together on the same code.
Interesting.
And test-driven development, where you write automated tests
okay.
before you write the actual code.
Wow, so you're thinking about the testing.
From the very beginning.
Right from the get-go. So it's yeah. almost like you're building your yeah. own custom agile methodology.
In a way, yes.
By picking and choosing.
Picking and choosing.
Segments.
That work best.
That's exactly the idea.
Okay.
It's about being adaptable.
Right.
And creating a process
yeah.
that truly serves the project.
Okay.
Rather than trying to force the project
got it.
Into some predefined mold.
This is making me think about how I approach
good.
Projects differently now.
Yeah.
It's not about just like
right.
rigidly following these rules.
Exactly.
It's about actually being thoughtful.
Yes.
And intentional and understanding
right.
the strengths and limitations of these different approaches.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
And remember, this requires ongoing learning and adaptation.
Right.
Right. The agile landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah, it's always changing.
So it's important to stay curious.
Right.
And to continuously refine our approach.
Based on experience and feedback.
So I'm realizing, like, my big takeaways from what Dr. Friedrich is talking about
yeah.
is that agile isn't about, like, no planning.
Right.
Scrum isn't always a complete solution.
It's a tool.
And prioritization is a lot more nuanced than I initially thought.
Those are excellent insights.
Okay, I have to ask, though.
Yeah.
How do we avoid ending up with this, like, Frankenstein methodology,
oh,
this, like, mishmash
yeah.
of, like, incompatible practices?
Yeah, that's where having a deep understanding
okay.
of the underlying principles of each methodology.
So it's not just randomly grabbing tools from different methodologies. It's got to be more than just like randomly grabbing tools from different methodologies.
It's about understanding the why behind each practice.
Yes, right.
And making sure they work together harmoniously.
Yeah. Like it's like building a house.
Exactly.
You wouldn't use straw for your foundation
right.
and steel beams for your roof.
Exactly.
Right.
You need to understand the properties of each material
right.
and how they work together to create a stable structure.
And, you know, Dr. Friedrich makes this really interesting point
yeah.
about the success of IT projects being determined
yay.
By the environment of software development.
Right.
And it makes me think about all those factors
right.
that can impact a project
yeah.
beyond just the code itself.
It's a brilliant observation.
Yeah.
And one that often gets overlooked.
Right.
It's about recognizing that software development doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Right.
It's influenced by organizational culture, stakeholder dynamics, existing systems and processes.
So it's really this like ecosystem.
It is. It's an ecosystem.
That we have to understand.
Exactly.
So we can't just focus on sprints and backlogs.
That's bigger than
we have to like zoom out.
We have to zoom out.
And see the bigger picture.
See the whole forest, not just the trees.
Yeah. Okay. So how do we start to like...
Yeah. How do we unravel?
Unravel this ecosystem.
I think stakeholder engagement is a crucial starting point. we need to identify all the individuals and groups who have a vested interest in the project.
Okay.
And understand their perspectives, their needs, and their expectations.
That sounds like a lot of relationship building.
It is. It's all about building relationships and trust.
And I've definitely been on projects where stakeholders felt left out of the loop.
Right.
And it created so much friction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's so important to involve stakeholders early and often.
Early and often.
Not just informing them, but actively seeking their input, addressing their concerns, and making them feel like they're part of the journey.
Like they're part of the team.
Exactly.
Okay, so stakeholder engagement kind of sets the stage.
It does.
But we also need to consider the culture of the organization.
Absolutely.
Like, is it hierarchical or more collaborative?
Right. Is there a high tolerance for risk?
Right.
Or is there a tendency to avoid change?
So understanding that cultural landscape can help.
It can help us tailor our approach and anticipate potential challenges.
It's like learning the local customs before traveling to a new country.
You don't want to make any unintentional faux pas.
You don't want to accidentally offend anyone.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we have to think about the existing systems and processes.
Absolutely. Are there legacy systems that need to be integrated?
Right.
Are there established workflows that need to be modified?
It's like renovating a house.
It is.
You got to understand the existing structure.
You can't just start knocking down walls.
Before you start making changes.
Exactly. Failing to consider these factors can lead to all sorts of complications down the line.
Costly delays, integration nightmares, even project failure.
Exactly.
So this is really making me realize there's so much more to Agile.
There is.
Than just following a set of rules.
It's a mindset.
It's about understanding the context, the people, the systems.
It's about being adaptable, thinking critically and continuously, learning and refining our approach.
Based on the unique circumstances of each project.
Beautifully said.
Wow, this deep dive has really like...
Good, I'm glad.
...changed my perspective on Agile.
Yeah.
It's not about chaos. It's about...
Controlled flexibility.
Controlled flexibility.
Making informed decisions.
And really understanding that ecosystem.
The project ecosystem, absolutely.
So Dr. Friedrich asked a great question in one of his articles.
Oh, yeah.
If you had to convince someone that Agile needs solid preparation,
okay,
what would your elevator pitch be?
Okay.
And I think after this conversation, I would say,
yeah,
Agile isn't about diving headfirst into the unknown.
I like that.
It's about laying a strong foundation, understanding the landscape, and packing the right tools,
yeah,
for a journey of continuous learning and adaptation.
I love that. What about you?
What would you add?
I think I'd add Agile is about being prepared to change course when the terrain demands it and knowing that the most successful journeys are those where we learn and grow along the way.
Beautifully put.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those agile minds sharp.